It is 1:05 p.m. on January 29th, 2021. I hereby call to order the City Magistrates Merit Selection Commission.
Okay, and before we get started, let me read our opening statement. So the City Magistrate Merit Selection Committee has now, or commission, excuse me, meeting has now commenced. It is January 29th, 2021 at 1:05. The meeting is being held virtually due to COVID-19 to allow for social distancing and protect the public health. As we continue our efforts in meeting remotely, we ask all commissioners and guests to mute yourselves until called upon to speak, to avoid feedback and background noise. For those who have dialed in using the call-in phone number, to unmute to speak, dial *6 on your phone. Also, prior to speaking, please announce who you are to identify yourself. As a reminder, this meeting is being recorded, and we ask that you only use the chat function to request to speak or to announce that you are leaving the meeting so that we can track quorum. Also, in order to comply with the state open meeting law, attendance and votes will be done by way of roll call using audio and not by using the chat function. Okay. And just before we start roll call, Suzette, it does look like everyone is here. Did you want to announce?
I think you're muted, Suzette.
Sorry, I'm muted. I only put the audio. The picture. I got my shot yesterday, my COVID shot, and I'm having now effects from it. And so one of the effects, well, it's like, you know, the body aches and stuff. I took some Tylenol. I'm hoping that it'll kick in. The one thing is that I do have some tummy issues. So I don't know if you guys, you know, I don't know, like to get your opinion. You know, if I run out, I don't know how fair that is for any of the interviewees. That's what I'm worried about.
I think that's extenuating circumstances. Like, I think you're fine. Don't worry about that. We'll handle the interviews.
Okay. I got the shot and it had absolutely no effects.
They're not, yeah. No, okay. They have some. I didn't think I would get any effects because the lady was very gentle and I didn't have any problems till 2 in this morning when I woke up with my arm throbbing. But then it just started a little while ago, like 2 hours ago. So, okay, thank you guys.
Thank you. I hope you feel better.
Thank you.
Can we give some information? Because I have some information on Judge Simon. Is that our first interview?
Okay.
We should wait until we go to executive session.
Yeah, I think there are spectators
investigating him, so I have a lot of information.
Yeah. So now that Suzette made her announcement, I'm going to go ahead and start roll call. So, Miriam Ferguson?
Present.
Okay. And Suzette Jimenez, absent. Grady Scott?
Present.
Zaida Olivier?
Present.
Dina Dieglio?
Present.
Didi Samet?
Here.
And James Rappaport?
Here.
And we do have quorum.
All right, I make a motion to approve the minutes of January 14th, 2020.
Second.
Okay, go to roll call. Suzette Jimenez, absent. Grady Scott?
Present.
Yay or nay on the approval of minutes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Zaida Olivier?
Yes.
Miriam Ferguson?
Yes.
Dina Dieglio?
Yay.
Didi Samet?
Yes.
James Rappaport?
Yay.
Okay. Your motion passes.
All right, call to the audience. I think, Bambi, we do have somebody here to speak.
Yeah, I did see that there was someone on the line. I didn't get any other requests prior, but that's fine. You can ask whoever is on if they want to speak, and we'll just have them announce who they are.
Okay, and the name on the icon says Megan Healy. So, Miss Healy, if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself and be heard.
Hello,
You have to unmute.
Sorry, the wrong button. Anyway, I'm not used to Teams. Hi, I'm Megan Healy. I'm a member of the public, I guess. I'm here to just say hello and to talk on behalf of Michelle June Harris. She is my best friend. I've known her for 30 years. We met in college, and even from our junior year in college, undergraduate, I should say, it was very clear that law was something that was within her sights. And I knew that she would do well. I'm not a lawyer, but I knew that she would do well. She adheres very strongly to legal structures and the frameworks that society provides. And I knew that we were to have a disagreement, which we rarely did. I knew that my research would have to be pretty spectacular to convince her. As excellent as she is in with her preparation and knowledge of rules and theories, and she would go and research things if she didn't know, she never used her skills in a way to make me feel like she never made me feel badly about it, I'll put it that way. And to this, she explained her side of things, and she was very persuasive, and she always wanted me to know that she had heard my perspective. And to me, this speaks of personal compassion, which is just part of who she is. I know her family. I've met members from both sides of her parent, her mother and her father. I know her current family. let's see. I was maid of honor at her wedding. Anyway, I just wanted to say I very strong character, very I'm getting flustered now. I'm sorry. But anyway, I just wanted to say that. So thank you very much for listening.
Thanks for being here, Ms. Healy. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Is it appropriate for me to depart, or shall I? Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
And best of luck.
Thanks very much. Take care.
Thanks.
All right, at this time, I'm going to make a motion to go into executive session. I think we have just a couple of minutes to briefly discuss.
James, there's one more person on the line.
Sorry about that. Could you introduce yourself, please?
Oh, can you hear me? I'm just on the phone.
Yes, can you introduce yourself to the commission, please?
Yes, my name is David Turk. And I'm also speaking on behalf of June Harris.
And go ahead whenever you're ready.
Okay. Well, by way of introduction, I'm a trial lawyer. I have almost 50 years of experience. I'm licensed to practice before the Hawaii Supreme Court in various federal courts, including the United States Supreme Court. And I have been called to testify before the Hawaii Judicial Selection Committee. I'm now a Deputy Attorney General with the Colorado River Indian Tribes. I moved to Arizona a couple years ago to be near family, and I decided to take the an LLM, an Indigenous Peoples Law and Policy program. As part of that program, I accepted an externship to work for the Ta-Nehisi Court, with June Harris as being my supervisor. So I don't know if you're familiar with how the Ta-Nehisi Court works, but it's pretty much the same as any other court. In fact, they apply Arizona law. In any event, I had a lot of experience and time to see June in action. And based on my experience, I really firmly believe that she has the things that at least I look for in the judge. The three things that I look for are ethics, temperament, and legal acumen. Her ethics were above reproach, as she was essentially running the court with several judges. There were numerous conflicts which came up, much more than I expected, and she worked through each and every one of them, and she we all had extensive conversations, or I had extensive conversations with her, deciding, talking about what was really the right thing. So I have no reservations with regard to her ethics. In terms of temperament, as the lady before me said, she has excellent temperament. She tries to make sure that your opinion is valued. She has compassion and all of the kind of temperament that I look for in a judge. Her legal acumen is superb. She's an excellent writer. She understands the full gamut of topics. I was surprised how many different areas of law she was able to converse in and was really expert at. She was also a great administrator. So based on all that, I highly recommend her as for this position.
Thanks very much for being here. We appreciate it.
Okay, thank you for your consideration.
Bad. Take care, sir.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
I see an icon from Maria Talamante.
She's my supervisor.
Oh, okay.
So she's going to be joining us today.
Hi, I'm Maria Talamante. I work with the clerk's office. Nice to meet you all.
Good to meet you. Bambi, I think that's it. I don't see anybody else on the line.
Motion to go into executive session.
Second.
All right, and we will do roll call. Suzette Jimenez absent. Grady Scott.
Aye.
Zaida Olivier?
Aye.
Miriam Ferguson?
Aye.
Dina Dieglio?
Aye.
Dee Dee Samet?
Yes.
And James Rappaport?
Aye.
Okay, we will go into executive session. As soon as I see that everybody's in, I will do roll call. We're just waiting on Dee Dee. There she is.
Okay. I went back to my laptop because now I don't have to see those people.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and do roll call. It is now 4:46. And roll call, Suzette Jimenez is absent. Grady Scott?
Present.
Zyda Olivier?
Present.
Miriam Ferguson?
Here.
Dina Dieglio?
Present.
Didi Samet?
Here.
James Rappaport?
Present.
Okay, we are good. We have quorum to back into regular.
I am going to make a motion to approve a list of three candidates in ranked order for consideration by the mayor and council.
I second.
And the ranked candidates are Lisa Cervillo, June, and Abe Perona. Is that right?
Yes, I was going to say that there's a motion on the floor, so the motion has to be voted on. And then,
well, do you want to say the order? So then that way, that's going to be the motion that everybody agrees on.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. I'm sorry, that's what I was trying to do.
So yeah, I will incorporate. Yeah, Didi's right. I'll incorporate what she just said. So the ranked order will be number one, Lisa Cervillo, number two, June Harris, number three, Kate Morena.
Second.
Okay, go to roll call. Suzette Jimenez absent. Grady Scott?
Aye.
Zyda Olivier?
Aye.
Miriam Ferguson?
Aye.
Dina Dieglio?
Aye.
Didi Samet?
Aye.
And James Rappaport?
Aye.
All right, your motion passes.
I will now make a motion to go back to executive session to discuss the reappointments of Judge Wendy Millian and Judge Geraldine Hill.
A second.
All right, roll call. Suzette Jimenez absent. Grady Scott?
Aye.
Zyda Olivier?
Aye.
Miriam Ferguson?
Aye.
Dina Dieglio?
Aye.
Didi Samet?
Aye.
And James Rappaport?
Aye.
Okay, we will go into exec.
Do we want to take a 2-minute break or no? Just go back in?
It's up to you. Do you want to take a brief recess before going into exec?
Yeah, and do we go back to the other place now?
Yes. So we'll go ahead and recess. You want to say, 5 minutes, Mr. Rappaport? Is he still there?
I don't think so.
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
Quick, though. Just be quick. I'll see you over there.
We'll do roll call. We're waiting on Miriam, I think.
What's on your wall, Bambi?
Oh, back here. So this right here is just a little plaque that tells the story of my husband and I and a picture of our wedding day.
Okay.
Bambi, it says that my video sharing has been disabled by the admin. I can't see anything other than a screen.
I didn't touch anything. Let's see.
I can hop off and hop back on.
Okay, so I guess we'll wait for Zyda to come back and then I'll do roll call.
It's so dark in my room, I had to turn the lights.
Okay. So, looks like everyone's back. I'm going to do roll call. All right. Suzette Jimenez is absent. Grady Scott.
Present.
Zyda Olivier.
Present.
Miriam Ferguson.
Present.
Dina Dieglio.
Present.
Didi Samet.
Present.
And James Rappaport.
Present.
Okay, we are all here.
I make a motion to recommend retaining Judge Wendy Million.
Second.
All right, going to roll call. Suzette Jimenez absent. Grady Scott.
Aye.
Zyda Olivier.
Aye.
Miriam Ferguson.
Aye.
Dina Dieglio.
Aye.
Didi Samet.
Aye.
And James Rappaport.
Aye.
Okay, that motion passes.
All right, Grady, did you have a statement for the commission?
I do. James and members of the commission, I do have a conflict with the vote on Judge Hale, and at this time would like to not be part of the vote, and I'll get off the call.
Okay.
Thank you, Grady. Have a good night. And Bambi, is that reflected in the record?
It is reflected.
Grady, thanks for your participation and discussion. It's been a long, pretty long afternoon and evening, but I appreciate you being here and sharing your time with us.
And I thank all of you.
Thanks, Grady. Take care.
Okay. Okay, you guys are all set. You still have quorum.
I make a motion to recommend against the retention of Judge Geraldine Hale.
Second.
All right, going to roll call. Suzette Jimenez is absent. Grady Scott absent. Zyda Olivier?
Aye. We're voting for yes on that one. Right?
Yeah, because he said against retention. Yeah.
Okay. Yay.
Miriam Ferguson?
Yay.
Dina Dieglio?
Yay.
Didi Samet?
Yes.
James Rappaport?
Yay.
Okay. Motion passes.
And Bambi, I think you had mentioned that there will need to be a written explanation to the city council, and what I can do is I can draft something, circulate it to the commission, and then we can discuss that either in a future meeting. Can we do action in lieu of meeting on something like that, or would that need to be approved by everybody in an open session?
Of what your letter contains?
Yes.
That's a good question. Maria, do they need to vote on that as a group of that the all agree on the letter and then sign it individually? Yes?
As long as we have that, that you're dispersing it, Bambi, once James completes it, he sends it to you, you disseminate it, we should be fine with you guys letting us know that it's final. Because the vote is already on the record that it's against. You guys are just basically drafting that up.
Okay. So let me ask you this. Can he circulate it among us without going to Bambi first and having her disseminate, or it has to go to Bambi and then we can make any alterations?
That's correct. It has to go to the clerk's office first for us to disseminate it.
But that may not be the final version.
Correct.
Correct. If you guys have any changes, then you would send it back to Bambi and she would disseminate until you guys come into an agreement. The other option would be if you guys want to have another meeting to work on it together, maybe display it on the screen. That's an option as well. So it's really however the commission wants to take the direction on.
I think the first choice is going to be a lot easier, so that people can kind of look at it at their leisure, and if they feel strongly about something, can send changes. I don't know that a meeting of everybody looking at the screen would be productive, so if there's no objection, I think I would prefer doing the first way. And another thing, I'll put that in the draft, and I'll send that to Bambi probably in the next week, and she can circulate that among all of us here.
And when does this go to, when does the public aware of this decision, as well as the decision we made on the other three candidates, when does this all go to the public? Will they know immediately, or?
So I will work up the LARs probably on Monday. And because I have 3 business days from today to get the LARs posted online. So within 3 business days, the LARs will be posted online, and then that's when it will be available to the public.
And I think theoretically, because this is an open meeting, it's theoretically public right now if there were people here.
Correct.
Okay. And there was one other thing on the agenda that we didn't talk about at all, and I don't know how much appetite there is to discuss it now, and if we could maybe push it to a second meeting. But Bambi, I think there's going to be discussion on filling the 2 appointed vacancies to the commission for mayor and council. Do we know if that's something that the commission has input on, or is that something that happens purely from the mayor and council?
So I was looking into that earlier while you guys were doing the interviews, and you can give names to mayor and council. So you submit. So if you know anybody that is looking to want to serve on the commission, you could either have them go onto the website and fill out the online application form and submit a resume, or they can just submit it straight to the BCC's. And then we can send it to mayor and council as a whole, and then they can recommend, yes, we'll put it on for a mayor and council meeting for approval. So yeah, you guys do have input to give to them, but ultimately it will be based off of the mayor and council vote.
So what is that? I know it has to be a certain makeup, and I don't know, are all of us still, how long are we on, and who's being replaced?
So we have 2 vacancies right now. One is, one is a minority position. Let me go to my,
what kind of people I need to solicit?
So we have one position open for a minority and one open for a majority. So I would have to dig deeper let me pull up the data page real quick and see if that gives any explanation on that. So let's see. So the non-attorney members of the commission shall not hold any elective or appointed public office, and no attorney member shall be eligible for appointment to a magistrate office until 1 year after the ceases of to be a member of the commission. So they can't hold any kind of public office. Let's see, new appointments.
No, it has to be so many Democrats or Republicans or
independence said, you know, yeah, which ones are out.
So we can't have two of whom shall be of the same political party. So that's for the attorney members. So I will have to look a little bit deeper on the verbiage for the minority and majority on that to see exactly in the ordinance that created the commission to get the exact verbiage and explanation for you.
And Bambi, when that link goes, when the application goes up on the website, would you mind sending us all a link to that? Because I imagine most of us probably can think of people.
Yeah, I will send you the link to the online application, and when anyone fills that out, it comes straight to the BCCs. So I'll send you all the link that you can forward to interested public.
I know the Pima County Bar recommends. Is that do they recommend for the attorneys or any attorneys, or do they only recommend? Like I know I was recommended by the Pima County Bar.
Yeah, so the bar recommends four attorneys.
Wait, did I hear something about a party? Because I wasn't even a citizen when I started serving on this, and I'm not part of any party.
So no, that has to deal with the attorneys.
The attorneys. Okay, got it.
So we should talk to the Pima County Bar so they could solicit or no?
No, because the bar has already fulfilled their spots. These are for non-attorneys. These positions are non-attorneys.
They're for non-attorneys?
Correct.
Oh, I misunderstood. I thought you said for attorney.
No.
For non-attorneys, okay.
So, yeah.
All right, I think there anything else we need to talk about? I think that just about wraps up our business.
So you also had on the agenda discussion and possible action on the judicial applications for future.
So I think we already voted on our list.
I would move that we add to the application a space that says to list opposing attorneys that you've practiced against as part of the application, at least three or four opposing attorneys, whichever we want to decide. I would say four opposing attorneys that you've practiced against. There a second?
I second that motion.
Did you? Was that the only thing you wanted to indicate? Was there anything else before we go into?
Yeah, I would add to Dee Dee's motion, if I may, Dee Dee, number of jury trials and what type of jury trials.
Do you accept his amendment, Dee Dee?
Certainly.
So number of jury trials, and what was the second part?
What type of case they were.
What type of case, okay.
Do we want to put four? I think, Dee Dee, you said that you wanted four opposing counsel. I mean, do we have any thoughts on
how the Superior Court, and if you're trying to be a specialist, that they have, like, I think three or four that they have listed of opposing. That's what I was using.
I think that might be a lot, but I'm okay with it. I don't think it'll be a requirement that they have to put four. I think it's sort of just there are four lines for this, at least for our purposes, and I think that's okay.
Okay. Okay, so we will go to roll call. Suzette Jimenez absent, Grady Scott absent, Zaida Olivier?
Yes.
Miriam Ferguson?
Yes.
Dina Dieglio?
Yes.
Dee Dee Samet?
Yes.
And James Rappaport?
Yes.
Okay, motion passes.
I don't know that we... Do we have any future agenda items? Because I think we are... Our business is over, and I don't know that we will either need to schedule or have a scheduled next meeting. So I think we are pretty much done.
I think at this point, you're correct, unless for some reason... you guys want to meet in regards to your statement about
sure.
So, but at this point, the next steps will be going to Mayor and Council.
And I will have a draft of this for. And I want to be clear: this is the draft of this will only be going to the voting members who were here tonight on Judge Hale's retention vote.
Correct.
Okay, I'll have that prepared probably in the next week. Other than that, I wanted to thank everybody. This was a ton of work over the last 4 months, talking to people, doing our due diligence. And I've said it before, but I'll say it again. These are hard decisions, and there are many boards that we've all sat on where, you know, everything's really easy and we all agree on everything. And these are hard choices that we have to make, but I think they're really important ones. And every single person on this call right now did a ton of due diligence and contributed really valuable insight on the applicants, on both of the judges, and I'm really grateful to work with people like yourselves. This was a lot of effort, and I think, if I'm not being too melodramatic, emotionally taxing for a lot of us, and it is made so much easier working with people like you who all take it seriously and really honor each other's commitments and mine, and I want to thank you all for that.
And you did a great job leading us.
So we have, just to give you, I don't know if you want to put kind of a deadline on your letter. We have, so for mayor, for everything to go to mayor and council for the vacancy to be filled and for the retentions, we have, if you want to put, if you February 23rd or one of the meetings in March. So that way it gives you guys some time to generate the letter, I'll look over it, and then go from there.
Let's do the March one if there's no objections. I want to make sure we do a really good quality job and make sure that we document everything that we need to.
Okay, so we have March 9th and March 23rd. Would you want to go towards the beginning of March?
Beginning would work better.
March 9th.
I agree.
Okay. So I'll put that on the calendar.
Okay.
Okay, and that was it.
Did we need to approve minutes from the last meeting?
We did.
I think we did that.
Did we?
Yes. It was so long ago. Yeah, we did. You guys did approve the minutes from the January 14th meeting.
It was like 12 hours ago. So,
Bambi and Maria and Bambi, thanks for corralling us and setting all this up for us. We appreciate it. With that, I'm going to make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All right. Well, thank you very much, you guys, and we'll be in contact.
Bye.
Thanks, Bambi. Thanks for
you're real. Welcome. Have a good night, everyone.
Stay safe, everybody.
Really, you ran a good meeting. A difficult but good.